Hi, it's Ken Morgan here again, and it's time for this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. A few days ago, we observed the anniversary of the first manned moon landing by Armstrong and Aldrin. Now today we're marking that event with a movie about an earlier fictional landing. It's called First Men in the Moon. And yes, as you watch the movie, you'll see that "in" is accurately used. It stars Edward Judd, Martha Heyer, and Lionel Jeffries, and it's based on an H.G. Wells novel from 1901, with a bit of updating by screenplay co-writer Nigel Neal. He was the creator of Professor Quatermass, and he wrote the screenplay for The Abominable Snowman, which we saw a few months ago. Now, this was one of several projects where producer Charles H. Schneer and visual effects creator Ray Harryhausen collaborated. They're best known, though, for their fantasy films, including Jason and the Argonauts, and three Sinbad movies. Director Nathan Jouran also worked with them before, on The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, and the science fiction movie 20 Million Miles to Earth. Now, this was the second of three known filmed adaptations of this H.G. Wells story. It was first made as a silent film in 1919, a work that has apparently been lost over the years. And it was followed in 2010 with a BBC TV adaptation. And in addition, elements of the story have been used as far back as A Trip to the Moon, the 1902 silent film frequently cited as one of the first science fiction movies. Now, one interesting note is that while the film is fictionalized, the production did get some help from NASA. The lunar lander design used in the opening segment was based on a real one planned for Apollo, before weight and fuel concerns resulted in a redesign. And, in tune with show business routine, you may notice that some props were repurposed for later productions. For example, the spacesuits used in the opening scenes were brought back for episodes of Doctor Who, and the cantina scene in Star Wars. Now, getting back to this movie, when it was released, it received mixed reviews and was a box office disappointment. In recent years, though, its reputation has improved, and Ray Harryhausen's visual effects have always been well regarded, so it's well worth a watch. As always, your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Now, regarding the latter, we can't guarantee that we'll be able to show the movies you suggest online, but we'll give it a try. And if we can't get them for you online, we can see about getting them for you on DVD through interlibrary loan. For that, you have to talk to the reference librarian. Now, you can post your feedback on our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you missed one of our movies, you can find the list of films and the links to them over on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Once again, thanks very much for stopping by. We appreciate it. And now, from Columbia Pictures in 1964, and filmed in Dynavision, the wonder of the screen, and presented in Luna Color. Here's First Men in the Moon. Hope you enjoy it.